You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. All month on Mormon Channel, we've been talking about the nature of addictions, and especially this incredible new 12-step video series on addiction recovery called 12 Steps to Change. It's such an inspired, well-crafted series that truly has the potential to change lives for the better. Addiction is something that can be so heartbreaking for an individual as well as for their family and friends. And today we have a very special guest in studio with us to discuss this. Jill Beard lost her son, Mikey, recently to a drug overdose. She shared her story of heartbreak and faith with us on an episode of His Grace on the Mormon Channel. And today we're talking about what other families can do if they find themselves affected by addiction. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure.
First, just tell me about your son.
You know, Mikey was a great kid. He's our oldest of four boys and one girl. And he just absolutely an amazing kid. And, you know, he was the football player, doing his scouting program, just a normal kid.
He struggled for years with drug abuse. How did you know when it had reached a point where extreme measures needed to be taken?
He finally came to us at one point. We actually didn't know soon enough, I want to say. As a parent, you don't want to believe it. And so I would say when he finally came to us, when things had gotten pretty bad for him, he was reaching out and telling us and opening up to us about it.
What was your first reaction when you learned what had been going on?
Oh, my heart stopped. Absolutely stopped. And my immediate reaction, believe it or not, was I picked up the phone and called my bishop and reached out to him for some help. As by profession, he was a medical doctor. And so I thought he could give us some advice on what to do and from a professional standpoint. And he was able to kind of really give us some good guidance.
What warning signs do you think parents should look for?
Just really a change in their behaviors. I've learned so much because I have been working in the addiction arena now since I lost Mikey, working with a wonderful agency here in Salt Lake that I've learned a lot about the behaviors. And as a parent, being able to pick up on and start recognizing the signs that us as a parent need to recognize, because a lot of times the individual, whether it's our child, niece, nephew, whoever it is, they're not going to open up to you about it until things are really bad.
How do you maintain that? Okay, we love you. We support you. We forgive you. We want you to get better, but also stay really firm that changes need to be made, and this is how we need to go forward to make those changes.
You know, it's a hard one as a parent to step back and be able to separate yourself from being that parent that always wants to fix everything for a child, because that's all we did when they were growing up, is fixing things for them. But I think where I got a lot of strength was starting to educate myself, whether it was online or going to the church's 12-step program, is not just for the individual struggling with the addiction, but we actually went as a family. We went as the parents. My son really wasn't in a place to do it himself. And so my husband and I went to the meetings for ourselves. And it gave us that strength to start asking questions and knowing where we needed to create boundaries for that healthy relationship.
What were your prayers like during this time period?
Wow. Unlike any other I've ever had. Pretty emotional.
Raw.
Humbling. Very humbling.
When did Mikey pass away?
Memorial Day, two Memorial Days ago, in our home. And he had been clean for about a year and a half because we had had him in a treatment program encouraging him along. He was doing fantastic and came home, was looking to start college and get his life back together, and had one of those bad weeks, struggled with a few things within himself. And so it was heart-wrenching.
What do you hope that by sharing your story, other parents in this similar situation are able to take away?
They're not by themselves in this, and there is a lot of support system out there. We are really striving to help the leaders in the church to understand our place in the community and understand what, as members, that we are struggling with so that they can be able to help us. And these 12-step meetings are fantastic to get that support as well.
What would you say to Mikey if you could talk to him right now about what you've been doing?
That I'm trying to be his hands, that I love him. We have, fortunately, our faith in that we will see him again. We do have our faith in that. But does it make it easier as a mortal being each day? No, it doesn't. We miss him tremendously. But I know that he's with us. I really do. And he has two brothers on missions right now that know that he's with them. And that gives us peace.
And by sharing his story, you're able to help who knows how many other children and parents in a similar situation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
I appreciate it.
If you want to hear more about Jill's story, you can watch their episode of His Grace on the Mormon Channel, and also to view the new 12-step addiction recovery video series entitled 12 Steps to Change, visit our YouTube channel, and please share it with your family and your friends who may be in a similar situation. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.